You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, you watching?
Hey, Bobby Manning here, and we are live.
Yeah, we
TD
are.
Garden. This isn't anything pretend. This isn't pre-recorded. We are live right now. Josue Pavone is here. This is Celtics post game, the Garden Report, after hours, and it is after hours. Josue, we've been doing this two straight nights. Celtics Nets. Round two turned into a blowout fast.
Man,
Celtics built
in a hurry
a 19-point advantage in the opening minutes of this game, pushed it to 30 within 18 minutes of this game, midway through the second. And then from there, they're led by as many as 56 in this game.
Yeah, it was insane.
Blowout. Whatever the most extreme version of blowout is, roll with that.
You know what I love about it too, though, Bobby? They played as if it was a 10-point game the entire way. Like, even down to the final couple of minutes.
Yeah. Even with 1 minute left in the game, Peyton Pritchard full speed downhill drop off to Nemesh Kida for a cutting dunk. And they end up winning this one by 50 in the end, 136-86. It also ended up being the first real minutes of Jordan Walsh's career. Mm. Midway through the first quarter, Joe Mazzulla called on him. I talked to Jordan after, and he said he knew he was going to get a call at some point in the first half. And he did, and I thought made the most of it on the defensive end of the floor. A couple of good stops on Cam Thomas, as well as Mikal Bridges later in the game. Trying to avoid fouling while playing within the rules, he's talked about as well. Trying to be physical on the baseline. He got called a couple of times. In fact, he got called on the first play of the game, like a second in to his first stint for a foul, trying to go around a screen. And then obviously botched a couple fast break attempts. So not his best night. Kristaps Porzingis even said that after the game. But finally, you got to see him with the starters in some real game action there. And obviously, it's an adjustment from the G League.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity for him. So, you know, especially right before the All-Star break, you get to mix in there with the starters. And in the game where it seemed like, as talked about during the Celtics postgame show, it was like everyone gave you a solid performance from 1 through 12. And the same thing could be said about Jordan Walsh. I love to see how he's developing on the defensive end of the floor. I think that's where, if he can create some type of opportunity, whether it's, you know, towards the end of the regular season, you know, maybe someone's in foul trouble, I think that's where you build Joe Mazzulla's trust. If you're able to continue to evolve as a defender, because let's face it, he has so many weapons on offense, right, Bobby? I mean, a championship caliber team or a roster that's destined to at least make an NBA Finals appearance this season doesn't necessarily need a big push from Jordan Walsh. But on the defensive end of the floor, as that third string, someone that can come in and, you know, can hold his own in switches and keep in front of opposing defenses, I think that goes a long way. And I think if you compare what we saw in flashes, but very raw, you know, rookie first couple of months, Jordan Walsh, you're seeing a little bit of a growth there.
Here's Joe Mazzulla talking about Jordan Walsh's game tonight.
And you inserted Jordan in the first quarter. What made you feel like this is a good night to insert him into the regular rotation? And what did you see from out there?
I've been getting, I think since Christmas, he came on the West Coast trip with us. Made a conscious effort to just have an understanding of, like, defense is how you make it in this league as a young player. And, you know, what you do in the G League from a statistical standpoint is important. But it's more important about your daily approach, your professionalism, and your defense. And I think he's just really, really grown in that area. And in the games I've watched and in the feedback from Maine and his approach here with us, his defense has drastically improved. And so I think it's an opportunity to give a young guy a chance, especially in a game where you're looking for energy. You know it's going to be a team win and you're down a couple guys. And so I really like the way he's approached the defensive side of the ball.
So pretty similar to what he said about J.D. Davison. I know you liked his comments about Davison, that you're not going to get to the NBA by stacking up those G League points and accolades.
Right.
You're going to defend, play within our system, and once you master that, that's when you make that leap to the NBA. Right. And
mastering a role.
He's still a far way away from that, clearly, here. And I think the first step for him this season was accepting that the first mission for him at the NBA level is going to be the G League night in and night out and trying to figure out what it means to be a pro at 19. I even talked to Peyton Pritchard tonight, and he said it was a lot different for me coming into my first game because I played those 4 years of college. Mm-hmm. So Walsh comes in with much less basketball experience, certainly with much more to learn than some of these other rookies do, and on a team that, as you said, is much more talented than the typical team a rookie would land on. So I don't think anybody is expecting Walsh to impact the team in any way this year, but finding these opportunities to not only get into a game, but just be around the team, I think is important. And our guy Rich obviously caught him running the stairs pregame. And
yeah, man, that's that rookie treatment. I like it. I love that stuff, man.
He's going through that, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those classic, like, show me how much you want to be here, you know? And obviously he's shown nothing but good things. He's shown a lot of confidence, especially this crowd obviously helps with that, right? Every time he checks into a game this season, it seems like half the people in this arena are on their feet. But
he's the fan favorite.
You can see the confidence in his game, though. Like, especially when you look back to, like, you know, summer league games and all that. And I get it. You know, you're supposed to improve up until this point of the season, but that's not always the case with rookies, especially guys who were drafted that late in the NBA draft, who spent a lot of time in Maine. He's showing flashes that he's going in the right direction. But like you said, Bobby, still got a ways to go. However, the Celtics, I'm sure, are looking forward to his growth.
So 43-12, heading into the break, 6 straight wins. What more do you need to see from the team at this point? Or as we talked about on the show, is there nothing to see until playoff time?
See, I just want to keep it going, right? The consistency. I mean, I know we talked about a couple of nights ago, or last night rather, after the Brooklyn game. I don't know if you were on yet, but one-offs, you know, nights where you just don't. Post-game show, I feel like. In general, where the Celtics would go back into these bad habits, but they haven't been doing that lately. And if they do it, it's in small spurts, and they correct it immediately. So that's a sign of a team that's really taken a significant leap, if you ask me. And especially when you look at the record and the way that they're, like, demolishing teams, and all of a sudden you have this 6-game lead in the Eastern Conference, this cushion. I mean, those are the type of teams that you say, okay, look out for them, and you want to see that going. You know, you want to see that momentum carry on towards the end of the season, and obviously into the playoffs.
Kristaps said it tonight. What you saw tonight is what you want to see more often through the stretch of the season, especially once you get into some of those weaker opponents after the tests of Denver and Cleveland and a couple of Milwaukee games in the opening weeks of the second half. Can you pile up those 20-point gains into 30-point leads and put these games away early? Get yourself some rest.
Yeah, just
fewer than 30 minutes for all the starters in this game. You get a night off for Horford and Brown. That's what it's going to be all about until you get into the playoffs. And then how do you find a way to restart that urgency and intensity before the playoffs again? I think that's going to be the challenge for this team with the lead they have in the East. And it only grew with 6 straight wins into the playoffs here. Celtics pummel the Nets 136-86, sweep the season series. A team that's given the Celtics trouble at times, including last night, a lot more contested than this one. But Boston, offensive execution off the charts in this one, and they all got to take an early seat. Porzingis fine, rolled his ankle, said he could have returned if he needed to. And Jordan Walsh played his first meaningful minutes tonight. Let us know what you think below. We're going to do these live after every post-game show. So
that's right.
Equipped with questions for the next one. And the next one is going to be next Thursday against the Bulls in Chicago as the Celtics start the second half on the road. A big Knicks matchup that Saturday as well. But first, some well-deserved rest for this team hitting the road, and so are we for All-Star Weekend. Make sure you subscribe to Celtics All Access for all our coverage, all the behind-the-scenes at All-Star.
Definitely.
Maybe even a little meet and greet with some star guests or star arrivals at All-Star Weekend.
Might do a little courtside live, you know, let you guys kick it with us for a little bit. You know, who knows who we'll run into, man. It'll be fun.
All right, Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning. Final word on the first half of the season. Celtics blow out the Nets, and this has been the Garden Report live from TD Garden.
Get your buckets with your first bet at FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.